Royal Flush, if you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOCAL to get an extra 35 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOCAL for a 35 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOCAL for a 35 cents per gallon bonus.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. A Pearl Jam Day. I like it. I want to tell you about Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. When I think of Carolina Flooring Specialist, I think of this really amazing company and friends. I've known this family-owned business now for, 15 years or so? They've been doing this since 1999. And that's a lot of saying. A lot of people have a lot of areas they use, and there's a lot of good people coming in. I like experience, and I like brand loyalty, and I'm going to tell you right now, these people do a terrific job. It's my great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Free, no-obligation phone call. See if they can help you out in the garage. 404-8158, 404-8158. Before Scott Reimer, Sam, one quick thing. I want to thank you. Anytime you mention Tulane,
okay,
Duke, and Darian Mensah, It reminds me that my Mensah dues are due. I need to pay those today. So I appreciate you saying that. I'll go ahead and pay those in there. I'm a little bit past due my Mensa dues. So. I
had the joke that you were hyping up during the break.
Yeah.
I'm walking away.
Thank you. I'm a little bit behind. I need to pay those today for sure. Scott Reimer joins us. And I ask you, Scott, speaking of Mensa, I ask you, where in the heck is Scott Reimer today?
Happy Solid Orange Friday, Mickey Plyler. We have moved just a little bit south from Yellowstone National Park, where we were this past week. We are now in, or just right outside the shadows of Grand Teton National Park, which is about 20 miles north of Jackson, Wyoming, not to be mistaken with Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which is not a city, not a town, often, even by me, mistakenly stated. We're about still north of Utah, 295 miles north of Utah, so the Utes are still our closest major college football team, and it's currently 41 degrees here, but you guys, it sounds like, have had some cool weather as well up there, so we're not that far from you.
Now, 55 is what I saw one point in time this week, but we're going to get up to 85, 86. It's going to be warm down here in the south tomorrow for college football. So I've been to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, but you're saying that Jackson is not Jackson Hole. I didn't know this.
Well, now, you know, our listeners accurately corrected me.
Okay.
On the Red River. So they may actively correct me here, but I think I'm right. There is no city, Jackson Hole. There's a ski resort, Jackson Hole Ski Resort.
Okay.
The city is Jackson, and it's often referred to Jackson Hole because it sits in the valley right below the Grand Tetons. But if I'm wrong, the people will speak, I'm sure.
Well, another thing, because you fly in there, and I knew this was the case because of the altitude. When you're flying in, that Jackson, the airport there is, like, unique. Like, because you've got the land and the way you come in over the mountains. Like, it's a pretty interesting land. I don't know about taking off if it's just as interesting. Maybe I've got those reversed.
Well, I don't like the word interesting and landing in anything, any kind of conversation with a plane.
Do you and your wife ever look at each other down here in Jackson and tell each other you got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout or anything while you're there? Didn't know if y'all
I'd say we have a lot of conversations when you're spending this much time with each other.
Yes.
Actually, one of our we've got a daughter here with us now. One of has come out to see us, so we actually have another person that we get and a niece. So all of a sudden the conversations have doubled. So
yes,
it's crazy.
Grand Teton National Park, beautiful man, beautiful place. As was Yellowstone, just it never disappoints, right?
No, it did not disappoint. Your glowing affection for it in last week. Turned out to be quite poetic and prophetic.
Just beautiful. I told y'all, we were up there, and we skied for a few days, and then we snowmobiled from Jackson up to Yellowstone. It's an all-day deal, and just beautiful times, man. Beautiful stuff there for sure. All right, make some sense. Clemson, in my opinion, has played three bad halves of football, one really good half of football, or maybe one bad half, one good half, and two mediocre halves. It's not the point in time where this is who you are yet, because it's still just the third game of the season coming up. But what in the world did you see last week in two different halves? Maybe as poor halves I've seen Clemson play in a while, and then coming back and looking pretty good in the second half.
Yeah. I mean, second half, I'm not going to argue on that, I don't suppose. Let me get a quick disclaimer out. I think the first thing is last Saturday, you can chalk some of what I'm about to tell you up to last Saturday being kind of weird. You know, it's the week after LSU. That's a pratfall, no matter what. Then the weather and the delay, and it's just a strange game. Okay, so now that counts for about 5%, maybe 10% of what happened, but it did factor into it a little bit. I think this is pretty simple, Mickey. Your best players are really playing poorly right now. It's really that simple. And maybe your best players aren't exceptional players. I mean, I don't know that we can say that yet, because I haven't seen them play like I think they can play, and as my eyes have seen them play at times. But your best players aren't playing good football. And when you can't win football games when that's the case, especially when one of the best players is your quarterback. College football, really now, pro, college, down to high school, is so quarterback-driven in this age. You know, when we were young, quarterbacks handed the ball off to somebody else. You know, I mean, you needed the somebody else. You didn't need the quarterback. You can't win in this day and age without quarterback. And Cade's not played well. He's made bad decisions. He's panicked at times. He's held the ball too long at times. And that he's not the only one. That's the problem. There are others, including his receivers and his line, and even defensively, and I want to talk about that in a minute, but when your best players don't play even close to their potential, you're not going to win, and Clemson's not going to win until that changes. So it's got to get better tomorrow in Atlanta for Cade Klubnik it's got to get better for that wide receiver room. And in fair, I should have said also in fairness, you miss an Antonio Williams, his most trusted receiver. I think that's also a factor of last week. And I don't know if Antonio's back or not, but for tomorrow. But the bottom line is, your best players on both sides of the ball, and starting with the quarterback, have got to play better football.
I totally agree. We talked about this with execution, because you know the fans clamor, and for fans it's easy. Like, we don't blame coaches, and don't get me wrong, I'm not impressed with what I've seen out of Garrett Riley in any kind of game plan. But that being said, that game plans work whenever you execute, and execution's got to go at a lot of different levels right now. And the offensive line, it starts up there, and starts the commitment to run, and starts with Cade making better decisions, but then catching the football. Tyler Brown's got to be a key, because Antonio Williams will not play tomorrow. It's questionable for tomorrow, and I don't think we'll play tomorrow. Barnes out. Tristan Lee or Barnes questionable, Tristan Lee questionable, Elijah Thurman questionable tomorrow. That's a new one. Forrest got hurt in the game, so that a lot of things going that way. With that said, you wanted to make a point about the defense, because one thing that bugged me last week was so many first and 15s or second and 11s, and Troy found a way to convert on those drives and kept drives going.
Well, that's almost you've almost made the point. I would even go back to the LSU game. And again, I think a lot of credit needs to be given to the defense for giving Clemson a chance in both of those games, quite frankly, when the offense did not pull their load of that. But football is complementary, Mickey, and even in special teams, which has been a bright spot. But what's happening on what I'm seeing on defense, not just the second and 15 and then teams get a first down, both in the LSU game, and I don't have a drive charts in front of me. I just have my eyes watch the game memory, and I saw that can be scary sometimes, to try to remember all that. But there have been very few, almost non-existent three and outs, and not even beyond the three and outs that have been few and far between. Almost every drive LSU had, they moved the football and changed field position. Yeah. Troy did the same thing. Even when they didn't score, they moved the football and flipped the field. So when you've got an offense that can't get out of its own way, and they're starting from their 20-yard line or 15 or 25-yard line every series, it compounds the problem on the offensive side of the ball. So tomorrow, Clemson's defense has got to play complementary enough to give the Clemson offense some short fields. Maybe you hit a play or two and get some confidence going. If Georgia Tech does what they're very capable of doing in moving the football, even without getting points on the board, and continue to pin Clemson back for long fields, I don't know that Clemson offensively at this stage in week three is good enough to score the points you're going to need to score with long fields in front of them.
All right. I've made this point all week long, and the listeners might be tired of me saying it. But I look up, and I mentioned really for South Carolina, Vanderbilt, for Georgia, Tennessee, and for Clemson and Georgia Tech. But through 2 weeks, my eyes have told me that Georgia Tech has played better football than Clemson, that Vanderbilt's played better football than South Carolina, that Tennessee's played better football than Georgia yet, and two of the three are going to be on the road, yet Georgia, Clemson, and South Carolina are favorites this weekend. What say you about lines and about what you expect in Atlanta at noon tomorrow?
I'm surprised. Now, I haven't watched with my eyes South Carolina at all. I've tried to listen to Todd Ellis, and that's another whole story for another day. But so I can't speak to South Carolina, and I hadn't seen Georgia. I haven't seen Georgia play it either. So I can't speak to either one of those about being favored or not being favored. In terms of Clemson, I'm surprised Clemson's favored. I think Georgia Tech, right now, anybody who's watched, and I've watched their games and I've watched our games, and I don't think it'd be hard pressed to say that they're not the better football team. They've certainly played better. So the line's a little perplexing to me. Here's I'm a glass half full. I always have been, and it's been a long week, I'm sure, for you. I've listened a little bit, but not as much because our service here is so poor in Yellowstone. Here's the thing. If Clemson would have rolled up and knocked Troy off their rear ends and won the game 70-3, I don't know that I would feel a whole lot better about this game than I do the way the game happened. I think there is some value in Clemson being back. And, poor little old Clemson not playing good. Coach is calling him out all week. Georgia Tech may be feeling a little bit spicy, that they may be the better team. They may feel that. They may not. They may have lost a little bit of that chip. I don't know. I think from a mentality standpoint, I've always liked Clemson kind of being the underdog. So whether Vegas thinks Clemson's an underdog or not, I think most of the fans do. And I would suspect that these players, they're not stupid. They know they haven't played well. And they've seen Georgia Tech play well. So I wouldn't, you know, I think there's some hope there that this will be a different focus tomorrow for Clemson. But focus is one thing. To your point, execution's a totally different thing.
Yeah, yeah. Execution is a big key. Buster Faulkner's group executes. They'll do a bunch of different formations, a bunch of shifts, and a bunch of motions, but they run the football. I'll ask you maybe some keys on both sides of it. How does Clemson stop Georgia Tech in the run game? How do they move the ball? Give me a thought or two on maybe some guys that need to play well, maybe some stuff they need to see happen tomorrow.
Yeah, I think Clemson's chances of stopping the run are pretty good, with the only caveat being, to your point, you just said, they motion a lot of things. They bring a lot of eye candy that can get your eyes in the wrong place. I think physically speaking, I like Clemson against their run on paper. And again, if you just don't bust an assignment, it's kind of like the old wackadoo offense days, you know, not the way it looks for Georgia Tech, but the way, if you don't play your assignment, if you don't know, if your eyes aren't in the right place, there's going to be a problem. And so I like Clemson stopping the run or slowing it down, Georgia Tech. I think Clemson must continue to commit to running the football, and that doesn't mean just dropping back and handing the ball off to Randall. I think you got to get creative in that a little bit. We saw a little bit of that with Westco or Moore, one of them getting a end around kind of thing. I think that's the thing you got to try to do. You got to try to get the run game in a different way, because the passing game right now, the timing's just not there. I'll leave you with this, Mickey. If Clemson wins tomorrow, the game's in the 20s. Maybe the low 20s to mid 20s. If Georgia Tech gets into the 30s, I see no way, with what my eyes have seen, that Clemson can win the game tomorrow. So a huge challenge, to your point, to this defense to stop this run and keep Georgia Tech's points low.
And a huge momentum swing either way. You win this game, you feel like you can get things righted. If you lose this game, then I don't know where you go. So hopefully,
the only thing you could say is you only have one loss in the conference, and that ain't going to hold a whole lot of water the way these first 3 weeks have gone. You're right; it's a huge game for the program, for the fan base, and for the end result. So, you know, a season that everybody thought Clemson was a top four, you lose tomorrow, and you're maybe not in the top 25.
Yep. Good point. Hey, enjoy the Grand Tetons, enjoy Wyoming, and can't wait to see when we visit next week.
Hey, have a great week, Mick.
You too,
go
my friend.
Tigers.
You too. Scott Reimer talking some Clemson football. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. When we visit with Josh Williams, we've got Clemson, Georgia Tech, Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, the pretty big games, and A&M, Notre Dame, overdogs, underdogs. You're going to love it. Sorry, Josh Williams is going to talk about when you return right after this.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense, to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state, to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
From tailgate to touchdown, SouthState is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, SouthState is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, SouthState Bank, member FDIC.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in...
Technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's Estes Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, Snyder Tree Care. Eric Snyder, the great folks at Snyder Tree, take care of you. They know every disease, every bug, every insect, every infestation. They know it all and all the trees and what diseases they're susceptible to. They take a complete tree inventory. These guys have been doing this for the longest time, and these are certified tree arborists that come in, take inventory of your trees, and get you right and knowing when to fertilize and when to have growth regulators and how to take care of canopies and also the emergency tree removals and the mitigating of any kind of situation that might arise with your with your trees, with your shrubs as well. I need to redo my whole shrubs and add shrubs in my backyard. Let my great friends over at Steiner Tree Care take care of you. It's SteinerTree.com, 833-4MY-TREE. The very best in the business and a great place to work at Steiner Tree. To our guest lines, Josh Williams checks in what Vegas is saying about college football. Good morning, Josh. How you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm well, guys. How are you?
Great. I don't know if I want to know this or not, but how did we do in our picks last week?
Well, you continue to motor right along, another 2-0. You still undefeated there, 4-0 on the year.
Well, you see, when I get to pick my games, I feel better about it than the 10 we have here because I went 3-6-1 on our picks. Sam did the same last week. So, yes. So, remind us of what we did, who we had, and how we did.
Yeah, you had Oklahoma and James Madison. Pretty sure when we did it last Friday morning, that number was still above 14, so we're going to give you credit for that one. Right. That works. It was a push.
All right.
Sam 1-1, North Carolina, Virginia, and myself 2-2. Rutgers and Pitt were a yes, and he and Duke were enough.
All right, let's jump into it this week. Clemson at Georgia Tech line started out much higher, now down to, I'm seeing even as low as 2.5 right now, Clemson at Tech.
Yeah, I think the consensus is 3. If you look at it, you know, DraftKings is one that puts out look-ahead lines for, you know, 10 or 12 games a week before, a week and a half before. As you look at this last week at this time, it was 7.5. Obviously reopened a little lower than that, 5.5, 6 on Sunday, and has been crashing down ever since. A little bit more tickets and money on Clemson, but no doubt that the respected money has been on Georgia Tech and kind of a market correction, which honestly is kind of warranted with how Clemson has looked the first 2 weeks. When you look at Georgia Tech, obviously they're fifth in the country through 2 games and 20-plus yard plays on offense. They've got 16. Reference, Clemson has 8. I really think for one of the big matchups for Clemson on this one defensively is the defensive line. I think particularly the defensive tackles really need to dominate and kind of wreak havoc. But the Tech O-line has broken in from some new starters this year, but to me it looks like the weak point is center and maybe even left guard, but particularly center. They've cycled through a couple different ones there. They've had, obviously, you saw in the Colorado game, some issues with snaps. I think the defensive tackles really need to do a bang-up job tomorrow and disrupt some of that timing that Tech likes to do with their pulling linemen and their motion of misdirection. That motion of misdirection, I think, is really going to test the linebackers and safeties with their eye discipline. They even do some quarterback counter runs off of it. A lot of 12 personnel, and they use that really well in helping blocking the edges on runs and screens, and that's obviously something that Clemson has had issues defending at times there. So really tough matchup defensively. You know, offensively, I mean, the run game needs to be respectable. You know, use Klubnik's legs more if you need to. That's, obviously, that kind of seems to help him at times. With some kind of design runs there, but you know, more than anything, he just kind of needs to settle down. Maybe running him a little bit gets him to settle down. Hit the short and intermediate throws that are open, because every game there's quite a bit open, as we've all seen, and just don't bail on that pocket. And you really got to take advantage of it when you get the ball. I think this is going to be kind of a lower possession game, particularly with what Tech likes to do. They're not very fast offensively, and honestly, yeah, the Clemson defense hasn't given up many touchdowns yet, but they really haven't gotten off the field very much either and forced a lot of three and outs. So that's kind of made the offensive limited the offensive possessions and made them a little more precious. And then they haven't done a whole lot with them when they have had it.
Georgia goes to Tennessee. That line is another line that's dropped all week long.
Yeah, this is another one. The look ahead on this one was 6.5. It's come down slightly more tickets and money on Georgia, but it's come down all week with the respective money there on Tennessee. It did kind of bottom out there at 3.5, and you've seen a little bit of buyback in the last 24 hours or so. So it's pretty much sitting at 4 now, totals at 50.5. In the 4 meetings between these two, when Heupel's been at Tennessee, Tennessee's averaged 14 points per game, as opposed to averaging about 40 against everyone else. They've had 6 total red zone trips, 24% on third downs, and they've averaged 5.3 yards per attempt. It seems like And every one of these matchups kind of follows the same script. They come out with a good opening script. They hit them with some early tempo. They score early. But then that Georgia defense adjusts and really shuts them down the rest of the game. You know, looking at it this year, obviously they played Syracuse and another lower level, East Tennessee, last week. Not been tested yet, obviously, with the new quarterback, Aguilar. You know, they haven't taken as many deep shots. They've kind of lowered the A-dot for him. And hasn't been any balls in jeopardy, really. You know, they haven't used a lot of those big wide splits like they've done, obviously, in recent years. So kind of adjusted that a little bit to suit him, I think, since he was kind of a late arrival. But really, you know, offensively, probably for Georgia, it just comes down to Gunnar Stockton. Can he make the throws he needs to? Obviously, they haven't showed much so far because of the competition, which is par for the course. If you look at the games, at Georgia games under Kirby, they're 0-15 against the number when they're favorites of 38+. Obviously, that's 0-2 this year with who they've played. Maybe they open it up a little bit now. Stockton using his legs more. You know, in Tennessee defense, obviously, their two starting corners coming into the year have yet to play. They'll be out again this week. A couple defensive linemen dinged up. They have not been good stopping the run so far. So, you know, I think it'll probably be a heavy run game plan for Georgia, and then take some shots, play action off of it, and see if they can finally get some explosives.
A third line, glad we're going to all three of our local teams here, that has dropped. All these lines started out, I thought, way, way too high. Obviously, we're going to come down, but South Carolina and Vanderbilt, that line has also dropped.
Yeah, the look-ahead line on this one last week was South Carolina laying 8.5. Obviously, reopened lower than that, opened about 6 this week, but this is another one that's come down. Pretty much a flat 3 everywhere now. You know, it's almost over 70% of the tickets are on South Carolina, but almost 60% of the money is on Vandy. So the sharp side there has definitely been Vandy. Obviously, we know about Pavia as an underdog at Vanderbilt. He's 8-2 against the spread as an underdog. They're at Vandy, 5 outright upsets, I think it is. And really, this early in the year, it you know, you're still kind of feeling teams out, not really knowing what to expect, but this is kind of a unique one that they both have a common opponent between the two of them, and Virginia Tech. And obviously, if you look at what South Carolina played them in Atlanta, you know, basically the yards were even. Virginia Tech had slightly more yards per play were even. But, you know, I mean, other than, you know, the one opening scoring drive to begin the game and then the one long pass to Harbor in the fourth quarter, the offense really – didn't do much the rest of the game. Virginia Tech really kept them in check. Obviously, the punt return TD really swung the game. Whereas last week, you know, look at Vandy. I mean, they essentially doubled them up in yardage, 490 to 248. They had 262 rushing yards. They more than doubled them up in yards per play. 23 first downs, and they had 5 touchdown drives. Just really dominated them in the second half. I mean, it's hard not to kind of like Vandy with what they've shown so far. And, you know, what Vandy likes to do, running the ball, you know, the South Carolina defense so far, they're outside the top 70 in line yards, so they'll really need to stiffen up against the run and what Vandy likes to do, and make Pavia has to beat them through the air, which obviously helps their pass rush.
Finally, A&M, Notre Dame won in College Station last year. Notre Dame in that a little less than touchdown range there, coming off of an open date and trying to get their first win of the year against the Aggies.
Yeah, big game for Notre Dame. I mean, obviously, if they stumble and lose this one, just with the way their schedule shakes out, I mean, there's really not many other high-profile opportunities. They may not have a ranked team on the schedule the rest of the year. I mean, maybe Southern Cal, depending on how that shakes out between now and then. You know, Freeman is 6-0 against the spread, coming off of bye weeks at Notre Dame. He's obviously been very good. I mean, he's the number one coach in the country since he's been the head coach, and against the spread performance there. But I think both of these offenses actually have some pretty good avenues for success. You know, Marcel Reed has been better as a passer, albeit against you know, subpar competition these 2 weeks. And I think, you know, kind of one of their big additions in the offseason was Concepcion from NC State. Obviously, he plays a lot out of the slot. 13 targets through 2 games, 10 of them between the hashes in the middle of the field. So they think they're going to likely attack the middle of the field. And if you think back to the Miami game Labor Day weekend, you know, Beck really peppered the middle of the field. Tony had 11 targets all of them between the hashes. Notre Dame's obviously strength is at corner, but unless they kind of alter that and have one of those guys travel with Concepcion in the slot, that kind of leaves them, their vulnerability looks like it's in the middle of the field. You know, at A&M defensively, their run defense has issues. They haven't had been good in tackling these first 2 weeks, even against lower level competition. I think Notre Dame kind of really unleashes Love and Price. I mean, Love only had 10 carries that first game against Miami. So I think there's definite avenues for success there for both offenses, really.
Feed Jeremiah Love. All right. I got some pressure on me now at 4-0, but I'm ready. Sam, get yours ready as well. I love Southern Cal. Tomorrow's my overdog as the favorite. I think Southern Cal is I'm sorry, Sam. I know you're a big Purdue guy. Coming east, I like it because it's 20 and a half. 21, I don't like it as much, but I've got it at 20 and a half right now if I could take that. So I think Southern Cal, I mean, look at what they're doing offensively. 700 yards, and Sam, I'm sorry. I like Barry O, but 20 and a half looks pretty good to me right now. I like Southern Cal.
My thumb was down the entire time.
I saw that. I saw that over there.
The entire time. Notice, Josh, how he led into this saying, I don't know if I want to know the results from last week, as he knew he went 2-0. Do we do overdog first? You just say overdog?
I like Miami against South Florida. I think third straight week against a ranked opponent, I think they kind of run out of gas, and Miami's in a good spot. That's 17.5. And I also like Georgia. They've dominated that matchup against Tennessee. They haven't showed squat the first 2 weeks, but at 3.5, 4, I like Georgia. So Miami and Georgia would be my two.
Sam, overdog, favorite, who you like?
If he's going to go with Georgia, I am going to go ahead and take Notre Dame. I think they win by a touchdown against Texas A&M.
I would agree. 6.5 is not enough. I would agree with that one as well. Underdogs, I'll go first here. Troy's offensive line impressed me last week. Not sure they emptied the tank against Clemson. Troy's catching 3.5. They are at home against Memphis. Memphis is 2-0. But that being said, I think Troy would be the best team they played so far. I thought Troy had a couple of dudes, man. I like their scheme, like their quarterback, like their speed at running back. I like Troy's balance more because I thought it would be all running game. I like Troy catching 3.5 against Memphis. J-Dub, who you have? Underdog.
Man, you know, the whole week I was sitting here thinking I'd go Vandy, but now that's down to a field goal. Then I said, yeah, I kind of like Florida. That's not above a touchdown anymore. So, glutton for punishment, I'm going back to Duke. I think they're still an underdog plus 1.5 now against Tulane. I think they kind of yacked all over themselves last week with all the turnovers, but the offense played pretty well otherwise. I think they beat Tulane on the road.
Sam, underdog.
I'm going to go with the team that I want to see win, which is never how you should do these things, but I want another reason to root for them. I think I'm going to go with Cal, 2.5-point underdogs at home against Minnesota. Jaron Kiave Sungapolitele is one of the most fun players to watch as a freshman already, and I want him to win, so we're going to rock with Oski this weekend.
I call him the freshman. Good stuff there. So looking forward to next week's another big week. Josh, great stuff as usual, and can't wait to review those three big in-state games and preview what we're coming up next week. Always thank you, my friend. Good information. Thanks an awful lot. Have a great weekend.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, you too. Didn't know KC Concepcion was targeted so much in the between the hashes. You listen to this segment, and you find out exactly why. Short break. We'll come back. Hey, by the way, the Patterson Tax Service doing an awesome job with taxes, making sure your tax preparation, making sure that you're, I'll say tax preparation. Yeah. Preparing taxes is one thing, but how about preparing taxes? That means tax planning. And for the final 4 months of this year, get ready for the next tax camp or tax preparation by preparing for that and making those tax plans. Let them do your tracking, your payroll, your bookkeeping, accounting stuff. They do all that as well. A growing part of their business, making sure that you're actually spending time with family and employees and clients rather than just putting your nose in the books. Let them outsource to them. They'll take care of it for you. And any tax advice, any LLC formations, 501c3, you're going to love it. It's our great friends at Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. ReedyLanco.com's Hunting and Fish Report. John Stillwell tells me it's bow hunting season coming up next week. We'll talk about it after a short break.
Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Fax and Childers and his crew for the Tiger tailgate show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Donnell Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Transmission problems. AAMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AAMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty from AAMCO of Greenville today.
Do you want to be part of a winning team? Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries and help people get back in the game. And best of all, they've been recognized as one of the country's best workplaces in manufacturing and production for 9 years. If you're looking to make a difference, learn new skills, and be part of an award-winning culture, check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme Donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to seasonal worries and embrace year-round savings by adding gas appliances with cash rebates to your home. But that's not all. Call the office now and find out how you may qualify for residential volume user rate, adding even more value to your energy savings. Ready to start saving big? Visit FHNGA.com and explore the rebate page for more details.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Keeps doing it. Keeps me in a great mood. We love it. Welcome back. If you are buying a new home in the future, if you're remodeling your home or if you're refinancing, depending on what rates might do eventually, think about Mark Hawkins. Think about Amanda McCall. Think about these friends of mine that I've known for years and that have done a great job for me. My last two mortgages were with these folks. And I just want to tell you, it's a pleasure. It's not always a pleasure, but the last two I did with these folks were amazing. And if I ever do another one, this will be the first phone call I make. Compare. Shop. And I'll compare too, but I'll come back to my good folks. It's our great friends over at Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. Amazing people. You're going to love your time, and you'll make the right choice when you go to Prime Lending. Put them on your favorites and give them a chance at your business. They'll earn it for you. primelendingsc.com. This segment brought to you by our great friends over at Reedy Land Co. ReedyLandCo.com, talking some outdoor hunting and fishing reports. And John Stillwell tells us it's a busy day in the upstate on Monday, because bow season opens up. Good morning, John. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey and Sam. How you guys doing?
We are blessed. We are awesome. And I guess outdoorsmen and women, they're pretty blessed as well. We got some dove things going on, and now we got some deer season open up with bow season. It's a pretty good time to be a hunter, right?
Yeah, this is Christmas for a lot of outdoorsmen with like you said, dove season being in full swing. And now on Monday in the Piedmont, which is Game Zone 2, September 15th is opening day of archery season here in the upstate. So I know a lot of the bow hunters are been out there shooting in their backyards and getting everything ready. So now it's time to hopefully be able to get out there, maybe get out there before or after work on Monday and get started on their deer season. But what I really wanted to kind of put out a cautionary note and a reminder to those folks is, you know, a couple things you don't want to do early season bow hunting, and just a couple of common sense mistakes. But, you know, we get excited and want to get out there and get after them and make mistakes like this that can impact your success now and as well as later in the season. And just a couple I want to mention is, one is, you know, scent control and hunting the wind. You know, it's going to be 86 degrees for a high on Monday. So be smart, you know, especially if you're using a climber stand where you got to pack a climber in and climb up a tree and get settled. Man, you know, you're going to be sweaty. So be smart about where you hunt starting the season. Don't hunt somewhere if you can help it where you got to walk a half mile in and you're drenched in sweat and, You know your scent is as bad as it can be, and you want to try and find a place where you can kind of slide in, hunt the wind. You know, that's the most important thing of any hunting, but especially bow hunting, is to be smart about hunting the wind and have the wind in your favor, blowing away from the place where you think the deer are most likely to be moving or bedding. Don't you put yourself at a disadvantage because you're excited about it. And the second thing is similar, you know, similar tip is, you know, we're always tempted to go get right in the mix and get in the middle of the deer and hunt a spot. And then that's our best spot. We had that big buck on camera this summer. We want to try and get that guy. And then we go right back to that stand location again the following weekend, and then again midweek. Don't overhunt your best spot. You know, you want to kind of hunt the edges this time of year. You know, don't get right in the middle of their bedding area. Don't get down in that place where you're going to want to be able to hunt in prime time in October in the pre-rut and the rut when they're moving and on their feet in daylight. Don't blow that spot out and get those deer alerted to your presence. Trying to ease into it, learn their patterns, pay attention while you're hunting and adjust based on what you see the deer are doing. So that's just a couple of tips for early season bow hunting that that can pay off now, and especially later in the season if you don't, as I like to say, booger up your best spot.
So to be clear, I've never shot a bow, never done any kind of archery at all. If you're a beginner in this, and there's targets and backyards, and are there lessons, like how does someone get into bow hunting, and talk about the difficulty compared to, you know, what we're normally talking about with shotguns and rifles, and just how difficult the bow is.
Well, it's not so much the difficulty of the equipment, or I mean, you do need to practice, and obviously it's not as simple as sighting in a rifle and having that on target. You need to practice because you know you're using your muscles and you've got to get it anchored right. So yeah, there is some technical challenges to overcome that you don't have with gun hunting, but modern archery equipment makes it really easy to use. And if you go to the biggest thing I would tell you is to go to a reputable bow shop. We've got a couple of good ones here in the upstate in Powdersville. You've got Saluda River Archery. You've got Hunter's Headquarters in Greenwood that does a great job, and I know there are others. Go to somebody who can get you the right equipment, and they can get you started on a more inexpensive package so that you're not breaking the bank right out of the gate, and just get set up right. And then once you do that, the challenge with bow hunting is, you know, the distance from the animals. With bow hunting, you're talking about 15 to 40 yards for an ethical shot, versus rifle hunting, I mean, it could be up to 200 yards, depending on your skill, to not be right on top of the animal that you're hunting. So the proximity and the likelihood that the animal won't be alerted to your presence is what makes bow hunting challenging.
Well, can I say too about your scent? Can I go ahead and just parlay that into when you're around me as well? Like, if you're gonna be sweaty and stinky, and I need to be upwind anyway. So,
I hope so. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. Now, it wouldn't be a hunting and fishing report if I didn't ask a dumb question. And as a person who's never shot any kind of bow in the past, are the obviously you don't have this issue when it comes to the gun part of it, but reusable if you miss, if you hit, are arrows, I say, are they expensive? I know you got purple tip titaniums, I've been told in the past, but like the equipment itself, what are we talking about?
Yeah, but you could it can be, you get what you pay for, just like any other equipment situation. But certainly arrows are reusable, especially if you are successful and hitting the deer when you shoot. You can clean them off, you can reuse them. They make, a lot of people use lighted nocks, which is, the nock is the part that attaches to the bowstring at the back of the arrow, so that makes it easier to recover the arrow when you've got a LED light that you can find to locate that arrow. So absolutely, you can reuse those arrows. You can reuse your broadheads. A lot of people use what's called fixed blade broadheads now, which is, you can sharpen those again. You can, so there are maintenance things you can do to reuse your equipment for sure.
All right. A little birdie told me that to please ask John Stillwell about an unbelievable property that a listing you guys have in locally here that y'all feel excited about.
Mickey, this is one I just got on the market last week, and it's one of the best recreational, feature-packed recreational properties I've listed in my 18 years of doing this. It's a 295-acre tract, 1 mile west of Abbeville, South Carolina. It's got a 7-acre fish pond. It's got two rifle ranges, a 300-yard range and a 600-yard range, which is almost unheard of around here. It's got two one-bedroom cabins. It's got 15 acres of food plots. It comes with a tractor, implements, a UTV, and a zero-turn mower to mow your grass. It's got a mile of river frontage, food plots. I mean, you name it, Mickey, this rec tract has it. And it's it's one of the nicest ones I've ever seen. So I'm really excited about this one. If anybody has been looking for a turnkey, ready-to-go rec track with every imaginable feature that's already been done by the previous owner, and this is the one to go look at. You know, I just want to take people to go look at this one just because every time I'm out there, I see something new and it's awesome. I've even jumped coveys of quail, wild quail, the last four times I've been out there, which is also unheard of these days in upstate South Carolina. So give me a call on this one because it's pretty awesome, and I'm really excited about showing it to people.
Well, not only that, I imagine it won't last very long, so the sense of urgency is to give you a call. When they want to do that, how to call you, how to go online, how to follow social media, what do they need to do to find out about that property and so much more?
Yeah, I mean, go to reedylandco.com on our properties page. You can search. There's an agent search. If you just want to find that one I was talking about, you can choose my name off the drop-down list and see my listings or our other listings listed by our other great brokers. If you want to get in touch with me, you can do it at 864-414-1879. I'd love to show you that one. Love to show you that awesome 120-acre riverfront property in Central. It's 20 minutes from Clemson. So we've got a lot going on and a lot of options depending on what you're looking for. Many farm lots. A lot of our other guys have some great options in the Clemson area now. So give us a call and let us answer your questions and get out there and take a look.
ReedyLandCo.com. Get in touch with John Stillwell because those properties will go fast. Hey, I can't thank you so much. Good luck on Monday and with bow hunting. My son's going dove hunting tomorrow for the second time, but actually in a much better situation. So I'll report back to you guys on that on Friday. So should be a good time. John, enjoy the weekend, buddy.
All right. Good luck to Drake.
All right, buddy. Thanks an awful lot. Yeah, he's got he's going to my sister's and brother-in-law's farm, and which they get the limit there now, so that's good. So he'll have a great chance tomorrow to see what that is looking like. All right, when we come back, open phone lines. Since we had Roy Philpott yesterday, we have 1 hour, Sam, of open phone lines. I have a million texts to get to. I have a phone call or two still on hold. You guys hang on, I'm coming to you. We're going to talk about Clemson and Georgia Tech, South Carolina Vanderbilt, Georgia Tennessee, any of the other college games over the weekend, NFL game from last night, NFL this weekend, Major League Baseball stuff, NASCAR stuff, injury reports, you name it. Open phone lines. Love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. That's also our Adams & Co. Roofing text line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. A busy final hour of the week right after this.